Yesterday evening in Oakland's Oscar Grant Plaza, the gathering place of Occupy Oakland, several hundred people rallied in solidarity with South African miners, more than 40 of whom were massacred by police at the Lonmin Mining Corporation's platinum mine in Marikana, a rural area northwest of Johannesburg. KPFA's Ann Garrison attended the rally and has the story.
Labor, Occupy, and third-party activists spoke to those gathered yesterday evening at Oscar Grant Plaza, many of whom held signs decrying the South African police violence that left more than 40 South African miners dead by gunfire, many more wounded, and or facing criminal charges. One Occupy Oakland activist said that African National Congress President Jacob Zuma's promise of an investigation was useless.
An investigation into this by the African National Congress is essentially useless, because if you've seen the video, there's no need to investigate. They used tear gas to put those miners in a position where they could be mowed down.
Some have blamed the South African miners for refusing to back down on their demand, a 200% wage increase from $500 to $1,500 a month. However, an analysis of the Lonmin Mining Corporation's numbers on various stock tracking websites suggests that the corporation lost roughly $4.5 billion in shareholder value during the week following the massacre because managers refused to agree to what would have amounted to $36 million a year in wage increases. If the company agreed, it would lift 3,000 miners from extreme poverty to being poor in a country where the cost of living is similar to that of any Western industrialized nation. Hundreds of photos published online document the miners' miserable living conditions in shacks without electricity or plumbing and raw sewage from inadequate sanitation facilities overflowing in ditches between them. For more on the Marikana Mining Massacre, tune in to Workweek Radio on the Morning Mix from 8 to 9 a.m. Monday morning here on KPFA. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.